Documented Voices is produced in collaboration with Cabrini Immigrant Services of New York and made possible by the generous support of the Citizens Committee for New York City's Neighborhood Grant Program. The following is an interview with Documented Voices student Jason Ruiz Quintero.
My name is Jason Ruiz Quintero, and I am 19 years old. I was born in Colombia, but I was raised in Queens. I am currently an intern for the New York City Council and a busser at a restaurant in Astoria called The Queens Comfort. I am an undergraduate at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice. I'm a political science and criminal justice major with a minor in English, and I expect to graduate by the year 2021. I immigrated to the country when I was 3, approaching 4, so I've been here for about 17 years. I came here with my mother and my older brother and sister. My father actually immigrated to the country a year before we did. My dad held a very dangerous position in law enforcement in Colombia. His profession wasn't just a danger to himself, but also to the family. So the biggest decision that we made was to immigrate here mainly for the safety. It was for us to flee a specific kind of persecution and, just like any other reason, better opportunity for us to have been raised in an environment that was safer and held more opportunity for people who would be raised there. I want to dedicate my life to public service, first to the military. I want to serve in the country's military, my country, the United States. And after years in service, I would like to practice immigration law and get back to the community that I was raised in. Well, one of the first immediate goals for me is to obtain my graduate degree, but my long-term goal really is to become a citizen, because that's going to open up a lot of pathways to my success. But even later down the line, I also want to teach. So I want to inspire the next generation of incoming law students and future attorneys the way that I would be inspired in the future as a law student myself. I value my education above many things in my life, just as much as my family. Personally, I think that my education is the most important part of my life, because it is my way of ensuring that I have the social and financial capital to guarantee my successes in life. I always knew that I was undocumented. I just didn't know the severity as to what kind of impact me being undocumented had on my life. And I didn't realize that impact until I was in high school, where I would win or earn things based off of merit, but would get disqualified because of my status as an immigrant. Yeah, so my senior year of high school, I was a part of the International Moot Court team, which was supposed to be hosted at the International Supreme Court of Justice in the Netherlands. And it was a very rigorous selection process. About 1,000 applicants applied to the team, but only 20 actually made it to 2 separate teams. And although I was one of the 20, I could not travel because of my status. And that's when I realized how significant me being undocumented was. A few days after the Trump presidency, the night of the election wasn't the best night of my life. I remember I was in school. I was in my student government room, because I was a part of that back in my old school. And it was 1-2 o'clock in the morning when we got the results. I think by that point, Florida had just submitted to the Republican Party. And that's when I realized that it is probably over. And I didn't think that there was a need for me to move on. But, you know, days later, weeks later, I was encouraged to write down my experience. So I wrote a documentary myself. It wasn't the greatest documentary, but it was very therapeutic. And that's when I realized, if I could do this, then there's definitely other things that I could do. And that's when I realized that I could take control of my life and continue with my education, because that's something that I was stressing for a very long time anyways. Because of what I study, I'm not necessarily worried, but I have a lot of faith in the political sphere. It's not the easiest, and I understand that politics is very complicated, but no one is going to leave us hanging. It's been going on for a while, so, you know, there's definitely that degree of uncertainty, but for the most part, I know for the Dreamers at least, or the ones who have DACA, there is going to be an alternative. And whichever alternative it is, I'll take it, because that's something that's important to me. it's okay to worry, but it's not okay to give up. It's fine that there's a certain degree of uncertainty because it happens, and there are certain things that you can't control, but you have to understand it, not accept it, understand that it's happening, and you work your way against it, work your way through it.
Listen to more documented voices at www.losherederos.org.